The FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome back to the FL 72 here on Radio Yorkshire. Sam and Tom with you for another 25 minutes or so before we cross down to Leeds United's game this evening at Luton Town. Mark Wilson, Neil Redfern and Andrew Stats-Dalton in position for us this evening. We'll cross to them in about 10 minutes' time for some team news. But let's crack on now, Tom, with some Football League news. And we'll start off with a couple of bits of Derby County news. We'll start with the result at the weekend. A draw with Aston Villa, pretty creditable. But a 16th place at the moment for Nigel Pearson's side, won't be too happy with that.
Yeah, of course not. Derby, much like we talk about Sheffield United, just much like them in the Championship, Derby, of course, looking towards top six. But, you know, for them it is early into the season. Of course, it's a slow start, but they can recover it. However, it is that where, you know, there has been some games where they've, of course, not got the result that they wanted. But I think now it's kind of clicking into place. They did look, going to go back to that pre-season game that I spoke about against Sheffield United, you know, they did have the ideas there. They did look very positive. Of course, they've got the squad and they've got their manager in place who's been there and done it before. So you'd fully expect Derby to turn it around. They've got plenty of time to get themselves towards that top six area. And, you know, with Nigel Pearson in charge, I think he could be the man that does finally take Derby up this time. And hopefully for them, they'll be hoping that's the case.
Yeah, we'll hear from him now. Here's Nigel Pearson after that draw with Villa at the weekend.
We're much more positive and use a cliche, on the front foot. We were more proactive and tried to really control the game. And that was the disappointing thing in the first half. I know they hit the woodwork, but that apart, we didn't feel as though they're ever really opening us up. But you know, we weren't really good enough in possession, didn't offer enough options to each other when we had the ball, and so it became quite a frustrating 45 minutes for us. So, you know, good to get to half time. We tweaked it a little bit, but essentially it's about the mindset of the players out there. So forget systems and all that, carry on. It's about us going out there and having the wherewithal and the ability to manage ourselves through the games, and I thought the players were great second half. Really, really were positive, and we looked strong, and we finished the game strong again. And if we do that often enough, we will start to give our fans a bit more encouragement with more goals. But it is sort of trying to get the foundations right, really.
There we go. Nigel Pearson putting the foundations in place for his Derby County side. You've got to think still lots more to come from them, particularly, Tom, with the signing this week of James Wilson making the switch on loan from Manchester United for the season. Seems like a real good move, that one.
Definitely, yeah. Of course, young striker. Had the experience with Brighton as well. Okay, he wasn't prolific, so to speak, but he did get goals there. At a young age as well, of course, to get goals at Championship level, it kind of gave him that confidence and kind of proved that he can do his job. So coming to Derby is a great move for him and a great move for Derby as well. Of course, you can never really have too many quality strikers. And for Wilson, hopefully he'll get the game time. And of course, he's coming from a club like Manchester United, which can only suggest that he's a half-decent player. So, you know, very good move for all around.
Indeed. And one of 10 players, did you know this, backed by Lionel Messi last year.
Really?
Backed by Messi, a promotional campaign for Adidas. Give his sponsors a quick mention. But he picked 10 footballers from across the globe as ones to watch. And Wilson, the only Englishman named.
Really?
Named in it, yeah.
Wow. Well, there we go then. That shows, you know. Well, he's only, what, 20 years of age, I think. So he's still very young, still. Of course, gonna develop into a better player, but loan spells like this is where he'll benefit from him. And like I said, you can't have too many good strikers, can you? Competition like that, it's always good. And for a club like Derby competing towards the top end of the table, then you're going to be looking at players like Wilson to help you do that.
Indeed. So Derby with a potential star in their ranks for the rest of the season. Now, tell me about one that Bolton missed out on. I always love these stories where a few years later, when a player comes good, There's always a team that missed out on signing him and that somehow becomes public. And Bolton, one of those teams.
Bolton, one of those teams, yeah. Of course, this kind of came out this week, like you said, it always does. I can't say his first name, Kalidou Koulibaly, who's at Napoli.
It's good effort, wasn't it?
Thank you, I guess, maybe. A bit backhanded compliment, but thanks. He's really touted at the moment, one of the most in-demand probably defenders in Europe. Story came out, Bolton Wanderers turned down the chance to sign him in 2012 because it was between, I think Man City were also looking at signing him, but City decided against it because they were in that period of signing English players where they just signed random English players to make up that quota of homegrown players. So they turned him down and Bolton had the opportunity to sign him during that 2012 transfer window. Instead, they turned it down and went for Matt Mills from Leicester City instead. That's a bit, especially when it's Matt Mills. That's a bit.
Yeah, but Matt Mills.
Bit
though,
gutted.
Back in 2012, a lot of teams wanted Matty Mills. Yeah. I remember when he was linked coming to Leeds United, everyone was raving about him.
Oh, I wasn't.
Come on,
no way.
You were.
No, not when Leeds were linked to him, God no. But yeah, it's just one of those now where with the benefit of hindsight, you can laugh. The fact that he's now becoming one of Europe's top defenders. Matt Mills, don't know what Matt Mills is doing anymore. I don't even...
Matt Mills is at Forest.
Oh, yeah, so he is. Yeah, but there we go then. That's answered the question. There we are.
A prestigious club.
Yeah, of course.
Let's talk about Mick McCarthy, your favourite.
Mick McCarthy.
You love the man, he is your idol. But he had a bit of a rant in the weekend. Can I call it Mick McCarthy's meltdown or not? Or is that...
I can't imagine really Mick McCarthy kind of having a proper meltdown. It just seems like he gets annoyed and he'll sit in a press conference and just go, you know what, you want to hear me and I want to rant. So there we go. I'd say it's more of a rant, but what a rant. And I think if it was anyone else but Mick McCarthy, you'd be surprised. But when it came out, it's not a massive surprise that he kind of did say it, and kind of understandable, I think, from Ipswich fans that some of the points he was making. But yeah, very surprised, but also not surprised with who it is that said it.
I was in a press conference a couple of years ago when Mick McCarthy did something very, very similar. I'm trying to find it, but I don't know where. I can't find it anywhere. It was gold. It was gold. He was under a bit of pressure at the time. It was at Huddersfield Town. A couple of results had not gone his way. And it was a similar kind of thing where it was a boring draw and they played great. I think it was 0-0. And he came out and some of the local press boys were giving him some stick and he absolutely let rip. It was one of the greatest things that I've ever witnessed in a press conference. We can't actually find the actual audio of what was said at the weekend.
Yeah.
Which may be a good thing because...
Yeah, I don't think it's broadcastable,
a lot of
to
bad
be
language.
Honest.
We could have put in a number of beeps along the way. But he kind of carried the rant across various platforms. And here's what he said to the Ipswich Town TV.
You know, I heard somebody say about me last week, they should get somebody in charge who cares. Well, whoever that was, he knows where they can stick that, doesn't he? Because I'd like to talk to him about that.
I'll bring him in off.
And a team that cares. The one thing they do, that's what we are, that's what we do. And I'm really pleased with that performance today.
That was a stupid comment by whoever said that, really, because the character of your teams is when they have come out. I mean, looking at the season, it's only a second half performance of Brentford, really.
Yeah, it's... That's when we've played badly and they're drunk and they can make their mouth say anything. Mm. Unfortunately, that's what they do, and they try to say the most hurtful things when you're not going well. But you know, I know in the main, people are behind me and behind the team, and they've seen a really good performance today. And whatever they can say about me and my team is that we certainly care and we put a shift in.
You probably haven't seen it yet, but Johnny Douglas looked a shade onside, really. It's too harsh, over the week, and it's gone against us, I guess.
Well, I've just done Sky, as you know, beginning to see them, and they... Well, there is a suggestion. I mean, is he on or is he off? If he's on, it should be a goal. Well, if that's the case, that's two in a week. We've a lot of making up to do, haven't we, in terms of a decision that goes our way.
There we go. That's the Ipswich Town manager, Mick McCarthy, speaking at the weekend, where he really let rip at supporters said he was sick to death of some sections of the fans. And there was quite a bit of blue language in there as well. Now, Tom, you are the biggest Mick McCarthy fan. We've already established this. And in this search for the Mick McCarthy audio of the press conference of the weekend, stumbled across some classic Mick. Do you remember this?
Classic this? Mick McCarthy. What a...
Oh!
It's weirdly catchy.
This is from 1991. Mick McCarthy. And Eurovision winner Linda Martin.
Did you ever...
Not so much that you could notice.
Could you estimate how many?
This is how he relaxes. He's on a run.
No.
He said he's sick to death of the fans.
Will you do it?
That's
anymore?
It. He's, let's go have a sing.
Let a few bombs go.
Let's have a nice.
Let's get some. Well, glass of cognac.
Bet puts this on his record player.
Take this on.
Wouldn't you?
What can I?
His accent really comes out in it. It's great.
As the song progresses, it gets more and more Yorkshire.
Because this came out kind of this year, didn't it? Not long ago, they discovered this song.
Yeah,
it was
came
forgotten
to life.
About.
It was long lost. Yeah, it was Christmas time.
Long
could
lost,
have been Christmas number
long
one.
Lost
if they got it out in time.
Oh,
yeah, but it's yeah. It's
well, there's
surfaced.
Still a chance for the 2016. This could be a campaign. This could be our campaign. Get Mick McCarthy to Christmas number one.
We could do it. It was for charity as well, so if we.
There we go.
We'll do it. There is also. I can't play it for you because I've not got it. I've just found it now. There's a techno remix.
What?
Of this song.
What? That's for next week's show.
Yeah, maybe we'll play that next week. But we'll move on into the next section of the show very shortly. We've got good days, bad days to come. Transfer gossip. We'll preview the League Cup action. And next we'll cross over to Kenilworth Road and get the teams as Leeds United play Luton Town this evening. But we'll play out with a little bit of Mick as we head towards the break.
No, that would be much harder.
Well, how about...
Well, are you sure that you don't mind? I'm afraid I'll miss my bus.
I just wonder, do you ever hold
time? You're on, Mick.
From Barnsley to Bradford, the FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
It's Wembley Week on Radio Yorkshire as we build up to the showpiece event of the summer. The Rugby League Challenge Cup final at Wembley is live on RadioYorkshire.co.uk this Saturday afternoon. Full match commentary of Hull FC versus the Warrington Wolves. For Hull, it's a chance to finally get that win at Wembley Stadium.
Where's the kick? It's dropped by Wigan. It's into the arms of Talanoa and Hull FC score. There's no doubt about this one. The black and whites are in front.
Warrington are one of the best teams in this competition in recent years, and they'd love to take that trophy back to the Halliwell Jones Stadium.
Right time here.
They've got numbers here. Rutchford inside, and Rutchford will go in for try number six for Warrington. And Warrington are rampaging away with this one.
Last year, we saw history made.
Briscoe going for the corner. He's past Mantellato. He is going to get five. History in the making for Tom Briscoe.
But who will write their names among the Rugby League immortals at Wembley in 2016? The Rugby League Challenge Cup final, Hull FC versus Warrington. All the build-up throughout the week and the full match is live here on Radio Yorkshire.
Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire. More games than any other radio station. Now that's what I call unrivalled. From the John Smiths to the Keep Moat. The FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
We've got the John Smiths, we've got the Keep Moore, we've also got Kenilworth Road, and we'll cross there now. Mark Wilson has the teams for us, and Mark Leeds playing Luton in the EFL Cup this evening, and I gather there has been a couple of changes for Leeds United.
Yeah, a couple if you make that 11, because it's wholesale changes tonight. Absolute disbelief in the press box this evening. Silvestri comes in goal, back four of Coyle, Jansen makes his debut, Bamber is back, and Tyler Denton makes his Leeds United debut. Murphy and Grimes in the middle, Hernandez and Dallas on either side, and it's Kemar Roofe and Suleiman Dakar up top. So it is 11 changes for Leeds United, the side that won at Hillsborough at the weekend. On the bench, six of the team involved, the starting lineup involved: Green, Ayling, Cooper, Phillips, Moore, Sacco and Antonsen. Just Calvin Phillips, who didn't get on at the weekend, or got on rather late, didn't he, in that one. Neil Redfern, former Leeds United head coach. I'll tell you what, there's more Leeds United head coaches in the press box than there is in the dugout tonight. Neil, what do you make of that? 11 changes. That is something else, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, the only thing I can think is that he's trying to keep all his squad motivated and interested. You know, I just hope that obviously he's not taking this too lightly, because these are a good side, Luton, and they've had a good start to the season. And obviously, you know, I would have thought they won't make too many changes. They'll want to try and get through to the next round. So, from one aspect, I can understand it, that that he's trying to keep everybody motivated and interested. But from the other hand, you know, you want to try and back up a good result against Sheffield Wednesday with another good result against Luton.
You do. Stats, you were telling us beforehand that you expected Pontus Jansen to become what, the 778th Leeds player?
Well, Pontus Jansen 778th and Tyler Denton 779. Well, the other way around, depending which way you want to call it. 11 changes, wow. Just going through the record books, they've never done that in my lifetime. The only time it's ever happened is back in season 19-20-21, when Leeds had a league game on the same day as an FA Cup qualifying round tie against Leeds Steelworks, and they had to put two different sides out. So there you go, that's your start for the night. But 11 changes, never known that in my lifetime, so there you go.
No, interesting, brave move, I think it's fair to say, Sam, from Gary Monk. Interesting, I think. Everyone expected him to come here with quite a strong team, but he's gone for wholesale changes. I can just give you quickly the Luton starting 11. Walton, O'Donnell, Mullins, Ray, Potts, Lee, McGeehan, who is their top scorer with four, Smith, Gray, Hilton and Marriott. So not too many changes for Luton. They might just be looking at that team sheet and thinking the upset is on. Full match commentary here from 7:45.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Mark. We'll cross over to Mark Redders and Stats. An unchanged lineup for Radio Yorkshire tonight, but Leeds United making 11 changes. Tom, as a Leeds fan, we heard from Stats, we heard from Redders. What's your reaction to that?
Wow. until it's when Andrew Stats Dalton says something like that makes you go, wow, all right, that's...
Yeah, season 19-21-22, was it?
I can't remember a Leeds team making that many changes. Of course, I don't think anyone could at 19-20-21, but yeah, that is a big surprise for me. That throws out my opinion of maybe we should try and keep the momentum going a bit, but whether you're trying to keep everyone fit, trying to just, you know, get players playing. He did play up Dakar a bit, so there was always the chance that he was going to make his debut. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how this one goes.
Interesting indeed. We shall preview some of the other games in a moment's time. But we'll take a very, very short break. And then off the back of it, we'll talk some transfers.
From Wednesday to United, the FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire. Sunday Night Live with Tom Kerwin.
Yeah, join us this week at 6 o'clock here on Radio Yorkshire, where we'll be putting the full stop on the weekend's football, tackling the big talking points, reviewing the action and hearing from the gaffers, including Gary Monk, as we review Leeds United's trip to Nottingham Forest. Plus, former Leeds defender Ben Parker joins us as he continues his cultural education and gives us a football education. So join us this week, Sunday at 6 o'clock, for 2 hours of football chat.
Time to praise at the Church of Leeds United. It's Sunday Night Live with Tom Kerwin. It's Rip and Race's final meeting of the season on Saturday the 24th of September, and they're ending in style with the barbecue and beer festival brought to you by Heck and local brewery Feakstons. With live music and some great food and drink, it's sure to be the perfect afternoon at the races with your friends and family. Book the special barbecue package with special discounts available online, including a free ticket for the organiser. Visit rippin-races.co.uk for more details. Come down and join the party. From the John Smiths to the Keep Mort, the FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
Yes, listening to the FL 72, Sam and Tom with you for about another 6 or 7 minutes before we cross over to Mark Wilson, Neil Redfern and Andrew Stats-Dalton for Luton Town against Leeds United in the EFL Cup. Just to recap, the headliner of that team news, 11 changes for Leeds United tonight as they visit Kenilworth Road. Tom, not too long of the show left, so we'll get on to some transfer gossip, your favourite part of the show.
Of course,
I'm just looking down the running order. No Leeds United transfer news to talk about, so it keeps you happy.
Means we're not selling anyone.
That's one thing. But we'll start with Newcastle United. They've done a lot of business and potentially maybe doing a little bit more.
Newcastle United, yeah, this came out today. Alan Judge from Brentford could be making the move to Tyneside. Fantastic. Fantastic signing for them. And I'm not saying he's cheap, but it's kind of proving that you don't have to throw money at very expensive players to get what you want. What you need to do is sign the right players for the league. He's proven at this level that he is a goal scorer. He contributes in the assist department as well. If they get him, they're going to build one great team there at Newcastle, and with the likes of Alan Judge as well, that's just going to kind of be the cherry on the top for him in what should be a promotion winning season.
Most definitely. Elsewhere, Newcastle potentially looking at another player. Villa also interested as well.
Yeah. DeAndre Yedlin, subject of interest from both Newcastle and Aston Villa. Of course, I think he spent time out on loan at Sunderland from Spurs. Very quick right back. I think he is a regular in that USA side as well. You can see kind of why teams would want him, but then Villa did confirm the Richie Delatt signing today, so maybe that could be them out of the race for it. But Newcastle, of course, another team. We spoke about their money just then. They're not shy of cash, and I think DeAndre Yedlin would be a very solid signing for them, particularly in this league. I think he'll do very well in the Championship.
Elsewhere, Tottenham looking at the Fulham fullback, Ryan Sessegnon.
Yeah, Ryan Sessegnon, 16 years old. I think when he...
Mark Wilson loves this boy.
Yeah,
he was very impressed with him.
He was
Leeds.
Fantastic when Fulham played Leeds at Elland Road last week. Brilliant. You could not tell that of his age or his kind of inexperience. He settled into it. He really played with confidence as well. And it's not surprising that he's already been linked with top clubs, because he really does seem to have a big future ahead of him. But not going to sell him cheap, Fulham. I don't think, you know, the McCormack money obviously coming in, they don't really need to sell him. They said £8 million to secure the services of Sessegnon. And for a 16-year-old, that is huge money, but I think that's just a testament to his potential and the player he is. But much like Mark, very impressed with him. Very impressed with him when he played at Leeds. And I'm right in thinking he scored at the weekend. So shows once again the potential and the player he is.
Yeah, record-breaking goal, that wasn't it? The youngest player.
Yeah, he was born in 2000. That makes me feel old.
Sick, yeah.
I don't know about you.
It's making you feel old.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Grandad, over there. But
I'm only 31, 32 in September. Brighton interested in everyone's favourite centre-back, Shane Duffy of Blackburn.
Shane Duffy, who we have butchered in our promo for this show. I don't know if you're a regular listener to Radio Yorkshire, of course you would have heard that throughout the week. But what you haven't heard of Sam's impression of me whilst he was kind of doing the test run of the thing while I wasn't here, so I don't know. I don't know if someone wants to give that
a go. That may appear on future promos. Run out of time.
Shane Duffy. Of course, you know, the two own goals, one red card in one game has made him prime target for Brighton. Promotion contending Brighton in, I think it's a £4 million deal. So, of course, they've looked at that game last week and gone, yes.
He's the man.
He's the man we need. Come on, Shane. And apparently, yeah, that deal could be very close indeed.
Another player leaving Blackburn Rovers, who are down the bottom of the Championship, of course, under Owen Coyle. Player.